This is GeekWire's App of the Week on the all-new Cairo Radio Weekend.
All right, this week's App of the Week, Xfinity TV Go. I chose this app in honor of Seattle's new mayor, Ed Murray. joking. Nice, all right, nice. This is a new app from Comcast. This is their app for accessing content on the go, and it's brand new. In other words, it's an update to a previous app that they had. And the big difference with this app is the expanded access to live TV streaming. So you can go into this app if you're a Comcast subscriber, and you can access roughly 35 live TV channels. And there's some good ones like ESPN, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC. So it's basically the ability to access TV live streaming as if you were in your living room, if you're somewhere else on your iPad or your iPhone or on an Android device, even if you're not on your home Wi-Fi network. So that is the big difference here. Now, you cannot use it on 4G. You cannot use it on LTE or a cellular network, but you can actually access it on a Wi-Fi network. Now, where they're headed is to actually have a cloud DVR. So in other words, if you've recorded a show on your DVR at your home, you'll actually someday be able to stream it, not just to your TV, but also to your device. So that's where they're headed. And of course, Comcast is fighting all of these competitors. Everybody's cutting the cord. And so they're trying to come out with these new technologies.
So you have to be on a Wi-Fi network.
Yes.
But you can be on a Wi-Fi network out of your house.
Outside
your
house. So you could be at the Starbucks, for example, or the library. Not on the San Juan Islands.
Yeah, exactly.
If you followed that story.
Yeah, which got their internet severed this week. So
Seem unconvinced.
Well, why can't I watch it over an LTE or 4G network? What's the hang up there?
It's not as robust of a network.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that would be my concern, would be how good the connection is. But that's also my concern with if you're going to Starbucks or if you're going to the library, you don't know if there are three other people in there also trying to stream, none of you are going to be able to watch TV.
That's true. It's true. Well, I like the concept here. I like the idea that Comcast is at least getting you away from the living room. And
I've tried to install Comcast apps in the past, and I find the password system so confusing that I just give up.
Yeah, so
I have a real hard time with the Comcast password.
So here, I had the previous Xfinity TV app, the one that this replaced, already installed on my iPhone. So I basically was updating that app when I installed this new one, which is Xfinity TV Go. I don't know if it was just me or if this is the way that it's now working. I actually didn't have to enter my password on this. It automatically recognized me. But I feel your pain on the Comcast password stuff. The problem is, it's one of those passwords that you use maybe once or twice a year to log into some service like ESPN on the Xbox 360, Xbox Live. You have to be able to log into your Comcast account to prove that you're a subscriber on the Xbox 360, which is horrendous because you're sitting there typing your password on the Xbox controller, going back and forth on the little virtual keyboard. Anyway, I feel your pain.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're addressing it.
Okay.
You're skeptical.
Skeptical.
Yeah. I think it's warranted.
Absolutely.
Anytime you're dealing with Comcast. Although, you know, our new mayor. I'm kidding. I'm joking. All right. So that is Xfinity TV Go. It is a free app for iPhone and Android. And that is GeekWire's App of the Week.